Not long ago, we featured a fella here on the Hayride from East Texas who specializes in tall tales that are told about the folks who live over there. He's one of the funniest guys you've ever heard, and it's a real pleasure to welcome him back again to the show, the sage of Nacogdoches, the Right Honorable Bob Murphy.
Every time I come back before the same audience, I think of an old man that lived over in Nacogdoches. To my certain knowledge, this old man has enjoyed poor health for over 40 years. This man has been sick, sick, sick. Last time the old lady drove him in to the doctor in the pickup, he went in there and stayed about an hour. And he come back out and the old lady said, "Well," said, "what's the matter with you this time?" He says, "It looks bad this time." He says, "The doctor has just told me that my veins is too close together. Says I've got very close veins. Every time we get a new doctor in town, this old man's the first one down there to talk to him because he figures they may be teaching some new diseases in medical school that the older doctors ain't heard of and that he might have. We got a new doctor in there about, well, back before Christmas. This old man run down to the office to see the new doctor, but he wasn't the first in there. Somebody had done gone in to the investigating room, and he had to sit out there and wait his turn, you know. Well, he noticed over on the nurse's desk a little old sign there. He couldn't read it where he's sitting. He put on his spectacles and went over there to see what that little sign said. And what the sign said was this. It said, "First visit to the doctor, $25. All other visits, $15. Well, the old man sat back down. He cogitated about that arrangement. Finally, it come his time to go in. He walked in. He stuck his hand out to that doctor. He says, "Doc," he said, "it sure is good to see you again." Well, the doctor set him down on that old hard table, you know, they pull that wrapping paper out on, And he pulled out that stethoscope, stuck it to the old man's heart. They keep them things in an ice box, you know. Them things is cold when they stick them to you. And he listened to this old man's heart, shook his head and frowned real big. And then he got out his little rubber hammer and he hit him on the knee and the elbow, and the doctor frowned, you know, and shook his head. Then he got to thumping on it. You know how them doctors can hit them vacant places in you. And he got to thumping around on him, and the doctor frowned and shook his head. Well, the old man got scared. He thought he might sure enough have something. He said, "Doctor, what do you think I ought to do?" The doctor folded up his stethoscope, put it back in that white coat pocket. He said, "Well, sir," he said, "you just keep on doing the same thing I told you to do the last time you was here." Now, you know, it's hard for a man my age to adjust. I was talking about the generation gap when I was out here before, you know, and I ain't worried about our kids. Our kids has got a bad reputation. I know back they used to ask me there when I was the county attorney in Nacogdoches County. They say, "We want you to come to the PTA and talk on juvenile delinquency." I never did go. I don't know nothing about juvenile delinquency. We ain't got any juvenile delinquency in East Texas. Over there, by the time our kids is 12 years old, they're hardened criminals. There was a story that got in the newspaper here a while back. They tell me it got on the wire, whatever that is. It went out to the UPI. It was in every newspaper in the world, I guess. It said that the high school boys in Nacogdoches, Texas, had set fire to the high school. Well, friends, this didn't happen. I am a member of the Nacogdoches Volunteer Fire Department, and I think I would have known if they had set fire to the high school. They would have probably notified the fire department, you know. It didn't happen. This is the way kids get a bad name. What actually happened was they set fire to one of the teachers, and she run in the schoolhouse. You know, I was raised back in the Depression. Some of you out there with a little gray in your hair, y'all remember the Depression. And now we got inflation. Now, there is a difference between depression and inflation. An old man told me in Nacogdoches here a while back, he said, Bob, he says, I think that we could have took this inflation a whole lot better if it hadn't have come along when prices was so high. I was talking about prices. You know how much I give to eat tonight before I come on this stage? $5.95. And you know what I got? Chicken. Chicken, and I tell you what else I got, them little green pellet peas. I have eaten 9 boxcar loads of them little green pellet peas. You know, I began suspecting chicken when I was about 7 or 8 years old. I'll never forget, me and my family got invited one Sunday after church to go down and have chicken with one of the neighbor ladies. And oh, she could fry that chicken. If Colonel Sanders could fry a chicken like old Lady Smelly, he'd be a general instead of a colonel, I can tell him that. But them old cracklings was hanging off the side of that golden brown chicken. She had handmade biscuits, cream gravy, black-eyed peas. Oh, it was a laugh. Ribbon cane syrup. And I was reaching getting that chicken. I guess I'd eat 4 or 5 pieces of chicken before everybody else got their napkin off their lap, you know. And directly I rushed to get about my 4th or 5th piece. My mother's sitting right next to me, and she kind of rushed over and slapped my hand. She said, Bob, she said, there are other people at the table. She said, you let everybody else have a piece of chicken, and then you may have another piece. Well, this old lady that had invited us down there, the hostess of the day, sitting up at the head of the table, she spoke up. She said, Law, Miss Murphy said, let that child eat. Said, them chickens is dying faster than we can eat them anyway. Thank you very much.
Bob Murphy.